call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
For Neighbourhood Watch today, Zoe Cunades from Radio Adelaide joins me discussing Scott Morrison and his attempt to sue a member of the project in Australia.
So Prime Minister Scott Morrison's office has they've threatened to sue Waleed Ali, who is one of the hosts of our version of the project, which is aired on Channel 10. So they've also threatened Channel 10 with legal action. And this is over Ali's response to the Christchurch terror attack. In a speech on the project, shortly after the attacks, he referred to the 2010 cabinet meeting, which Morrison has reportedly suggested using anti-Muslim community sentiment for his own political gain. He also, in this statement, which has been viewed, you know, millions of times now, he referred to our then Immigration Minister Peter Dutton's comments, where he said we made... Actually, I'm not going to repeat it, but just said some really awful statements about the Muslim community in Australia. So they've threatened to sue Channel 10 and Waleed Ali. But they those charges, I believe, have since been not charges, but the threat has been dropped since. We are 2 months out of the election now, so every move that Scott Morrison is making at the moment, that I believe to be very calculated. There was a press conference, I believe, yesterday, and he sort of stormed out of this press conference after being asked about these comments made in the cabinet meeting, which was backed by one of the MPs, Greg Hunt, who on the record was not at the meeting. He was asked about the statements, and then he sort of went on a bit of a tangent, said that he was being defamed, and then stormed out of the press conference. So seems to be quite a touchy subject for him at the moment.
I guess one thing I do want to ask about is he was claiming it was defamation, correct?
Yes.
So in Australia's law, that technically has to be false, correct?
Yeah, so it has to be false information about someone.
So that has no legal backing then?
Yeah, I believe so. It seems like a bit of a bizarre thing to translate. I think defamation laws are so tricky in Australia, so much so that I, even talking to you, Laura, sometimes have to double check what I'm saying, because they're really strong in Australia, and it seems to be the sort of buzzword at the moment, defamation. But yeah, there's no legal backing behind that. That's probably why they dropped any pursuing of legal action as well.
At the moment, across Australia and New Zealand, we're seeing politicians having to be held accountable for things that they've said in the past. Do you think that is fair and something that should be put on display right now?
I think so, absolutely. I think Australia holds a great shame, especially our government and a lot of our conservative and right-wing politicians. They should be holding a lot of shame, carrying a lot of shame. The anti-immigration, anti-Muslim rhetoric that they play on, that they use for fear-mongering, that they have been for so long now, has so, you know, tragically... I believe it's tragically really added to what happened last Friday. They should absolutely be held accountable. It is a shame because in the past week, there's been so many media outlets that are still giving these people this platform for their quote-unquote causes. And in Waleed's little speech he did on the project, actually, he said that he was reading from White Supremacist Manifesto, but then he read these statements, but he said, no, actually, these were made by Australian politicians. And it's terrifying stuff. They should be holding a lot of shame. They should be held accountable for this, especially coming up to an election. I mean, not even coming up to election, just always. It's this country is built on the blood of, you know, black people already. And racism in this country is so prevalent. It's so accepted. And it's a shame that we should all be carrying and we should all be trying to fight against as well.
Brilliant. That's all my questions. Thanks for talking to me, Zoe.
That's okay. I feel like I wanted to try and say, like, a sorry or something. It just feels like literally crazy how we were talking last week and then within hours the world had changed. And I just feel like Australia should carry so much shame on this. And I'm just so sorry for what's happened.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.